From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014 and claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleaded in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines' capital Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero's cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with them.
There are World War II heroes buried there who sacrificed their lives. There are those who submitted accurate reports, did not lie about what they did, and they're buried there. But here's one guy who really distorted things in his favor.
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the hero cemetery as a former soldier and president. Thai police spokesperson said on Sunday they know who was behind a recent series of deadly bombings and that at least one man has been detained for questioning. Police have been searching for those responsible for 11 small bomb attacks that killed four people and wounded dozens of others in several key tourist towns Thursday night and Friday morning. Police suspect the acts of sabotage were likely carried out by a local group with a political agenda. And tensions are running high in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after a police officer shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop. Mayor Tom Barrett gave this account of what happened. But first, this is VOA News.
Two individuals fled from the vehicle. One started heading west, a second one started heading east. A Milwaukee police officer with 6 years' experience started chasing the individual who was running to the east. He ordered that individual to drop his gun. The individual did not drop his gun, and the officer fired several times.
Mayor Barrett said the wounded man died following the shooting. An angry crowd threw rocks at police and set fire to businesses, injuring at least one police officer. The officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. A French judge has rejected a demand by a French Muslim group to overturn a ban on burkinis, the full-body head-covering swimwear worn by Muslim women in public. Tensions have been rising in southern France over the burkini. The city of Cannes recently banned the garment in public. Lisa Bryant reports.
The burkini ban was passed quietly late last month in Cannes, a Riviera city better known for its glitzy yearly film festival than its religious positions. In the town's ordinance, Mayor David Lisner cited the recent terror attack in nearby Nice, along with France's secular laws. He said beachwear showing religious affiliation in an ostentatious way could disturb public order. Mayor Lisner told French media he considered the swimwear a symbol of Islamic extremism, but that other symbols, including the Jewish kippah and the veil, will be allowed. The French Human Rights League and the Collective Against Islamophobia say they will challenge the Cannes ban in court. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, political opposition, and any dissent under General-turned-President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability and the revival of a still-faltering economy in need of reform. And in Rio, Sunday, the world fastest man, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, going for an unprecedented third straight gold in the 100 meters despite a sore hamstring. Bolt's father told reporters his son is determined to make a good showing.
He said it will be his last Olympic and he wants to go out in a glory. And so you can expect great things from him.
Bolt is the favorite, but he faces stiff competition, including from American sprinter Justin Gatling. And on Saturday, American swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed another gold medal in the 4x100 medley. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.